This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Ahead of the budget session of Parliament, the government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the government will discuss with the floor leaders and seek cooperation of the parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the session. The budget session will begin tomorrow with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both houses of parliament. On the same day, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey when both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha will assemble for a brief period after the president's address. The Finance Minister will present the Union Budget 2025-26 on Saturday. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks at the President's address on Monday. Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary and Director General of Police will visit Prayagraj today to review the security arrangements in Mahakumbh after the stampede incident which took place at Sangam Ghat yesterday. 30 devotees had lost their lives and 60 others were injured in the incident. The injured devotees are currently undergoing treatment at the local medical college. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences towards the families of the people who have lost their lives in the painful accident which occurred in Mahakumbh. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed Chief Secretary and DGP to assess the situation and submit the report in this regard. The tragic incident took place yesterday at the Akhada route near the Sangam. Chief Minister has also ordered judicial inquiry and formed a three-member judicial commission. The commission will investigate the cause and circumstances of the incident and recommend measures to prevent such incidents in the future. The police will also probe the cause of the incident. The government has approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The decision has been taken to build a resilient value chain for critical mineral resources essential for promoting green technologies. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the importance of critical minerals for the development of the economy. The political battle in the national capital has intensified as the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly is drawing closer. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday came down heavily on the Aam Aadmi Party, accusing it of spreading lies and making false promises to residents of Delhi. He said Delhi's problem remains the same as both Congress and AAP parties did nothing for the development of Delhi in their tenure. Addressing an election rally in Bavana area, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also accused AAP and BJP of making false promises. He alleged the former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is opposed to reservations and is against Dalits, backwards, minorities and the poor. Addressing a public gathering in Badli Assembly area, AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal highlighted the works done by his government. He promised that water bills will be waived off by his party if they come to power. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that the government is working towards generating 500 gigawatts of power and energy by 2030. Addressing the third India Energy Transition Summit in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Joshi asserted that the demand for energy is expected to double in the coming years and more than half of the requirement has to be met by renewable energy. Democratic U.S. lawmaker Ro Khanna has announced that Republican colleague Rich McCormick will join him as the co-chair of the bipartisan Congressional Caucus on India, replacing Mike Walls, who is now the National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump. The India Caucus is committed to strengthening the relationship between the U.S. and India. It grew to a record number of 145 members in the previous 118th Congress with the joining of 35 new members. Khanna said, a strong partnership with India is critical for their economy and national security. He said, it is an honor to continue serving as co-chair of the India Caucus and to welcome Mr. Cormick as the caucus's new co-chair. In the 38th National Games 2025, yesterday the spotlight was on swimming, wushu and badminton. In swimming, Karnataka made a spectacular start, clinching 5 gold medals and setting a new record at the Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Swimming Complex, Haldwani. In the women's 200-meter freestyle event, Dindi Dezingu from Karnataka displayed an exceptional performance, securing the gold medal with a record-breaking time of 2 minutes 3.24 seconds. In the men's 200-meter freestyle, Srihari Nataraj claimed gold with an impressive time of 1 minute 50.57 seconds. In the 100-meter butterfly event, Benediction Rohit from Tamil Nadu dominated the men's category to win gold, while Karnataka's Dinidhi Desingu added another feather to her cap by securing her second gold medal of the day in the women's category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.